Cities are constantly developing and aging. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, delves into how modern physics helps define the characteristics of our cities.
Cities develop in space and over time, and neighborhoods are known as aging, decaying, or renewing, or stable. We might understand urban flows and structure in terms of the movements of people or in terms of the built and social environment. Moreover, cities are heterogeneous and hierarchical. Stocks and flows of people and goods and property are intimately related in space and time. Disruption, invention and import, decay and export account for imbalances. There is lots of fluctuation and change that appears to be unavoidable, yet neighborhoods are remarkably stable. We often treat persons as simplified individuals, each with a small number of properties such as age, income, race, and gender. But collectively, as flows and stocks within cities, they then exhibit orderliness or symmetries at various scales of space or wealth or status. These cultural categories then give meaning to what people do. We might change the ambient qualities of a neighborhood and discover new possibilities for it, say by decreasing its level of violence, much as we cool down water and get ice. My description is suggested by modern physics, where the primary objects are fields, such as gravity, and particles are secondary or emergent objects. As the Big Bang cooled down in the first minute or so, those particles began to appear and were comparatively stable. It's not that cities are physics. Rather, the modern city and modern science share in a larger culture.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.